Here's a gentle reminder. If you wanted the trivia information that we put up at the top of the hour, it's on our Facebook page, Seth Mila, WSAU. Go take a look at it and enjoy. It's got information in there that will make you seem much more intelligent and likable. So if you're having issues at work or in school or, you know, in your everyday life, relationships.
Don't be telling people that.
We're here for you.
They actually believe what you say once in a while.
All right, let's take a look at the behavior of others, shall we? If you are going to lie to get out of a ticket, make sure that the police officer that you're lying to can't figure it out immediately. All right? Last Wednesday, 67-year-old woman named Janet Chininsky got pulled over for talking on her cell phone in Deerfield, Illinois. She told the cops she was talking to her mom, who was having a heart attack. Turns out there's a new law there, you know, like with us, says you can't talk on the phone, blah, 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 unless it's a medical emergency. Do we have that that thing in our...
That might be in there, yeah.
That ought to be in there. It's a medical emergency. I need a burger. Anyway, the officer decided to help out by sending an ambulance to the mom's house. And when they got there, they found out she was fine, hadn't even talked to Janet that day. Now, instead of getting a $75 ticket, $75, apparently now she's facing charges for obstructing an officer and disorderly conduct. She turned herself into police, and she's due in court on May 6th. Think of a better lie, is what that story tells you. Let's see here. What? Oh, you no. Okay. Pope Francis wants to be the coolest pope ever.
Yeah.
Apparently. We're pretty sure that he's not planning to make it happen by what happened over the weekend, or actually back in January. This just came out. Apparently, police in Germany intercepted a package from South America addressed to the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what was in it?
Some kind of illegal herb?
Two forms of contraband for the Vatican. First, 14 condoms.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there's not a big need for those at the Vatican.
Maybe they were confiscated and the people were sending them to the Vatican for destruction purposes.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. You know what they were filled with? Cocaine.
Ah!
As far as we know, neither cocaine or condoms are welcome at the Vatican, nor are they needed. It's not clear who the cocaine was for, but there are about 800 residents in the Vatican, in the city anyway. So the suspect list is pretty small. The package was just addressed to the Vatican post office, where anyone could pick it up.
When I visited Italy, this is years and years ago, they told you not to mail a letter in Italy. Go to the Vatican to mail it, because the Italian post office would routinely steal the mail to try to finance themselves. They'd go through the mail looking for cash, looking for checks, looking for whatever.
I was told to send it from the Vatican because it's a unique postmark.
And, well, there's that
as
well.
It's a collector's item.
Something tells me they're not opening the mail to finance their work.
Coke had a street value of $55,000. Police tried to catch the person waiting for it by setting up a sting and having the package delivered to the Vatican post office, but no one came forward to claim it. Pope has had no comment so far. 20-year-old girl who goes to college in Mississippi was on spring break in Dafuniac Springs in Florida, and she was arrested for being a minor with alcohol. So her 47-year-old dad, Philip Tidwell, drove down from Dyersburg, Tennessee to get her out of jail. Mm-hmm. That would have to be a fun drive home, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She was arrested in the afternoon, but by 11 p.m., she still hadn't been processed out. So Philip got impatient and had his own moment of spring break recklessness. He pulled a golf club out of his truck and started smashing up the cars in the jail parking lot.
Okay.
He ended up doing $1,600 worth of damage to six different cars, including, that's right, a police car. The entire thing was on surveillance video. So, last Wednesday, he was arrested and charged with criminal damage to property.
Did they get to share a cell?
Now you can think and you're going, huh, I believe now I can understand why the girl was misbehaving. Her father set such a lovely example.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
A quick look at the news.
Okay. All right. From the world of show business, Tony Bennett says that today's music is terrible and unintelligent.
Get off my lawn!
And then apparently he sang a song where the lyrics include scoobity-bop, biddity-bop, doodly-bop-bop-bop. Peyton Manning, as we mentioned earlier in the show, turned 38 years old today. In order to celebrate, he's going to throw a birthday party, which will promptly be intercepted by the Seahawks. It's a sports joke for you, Tom.
I heard it.
Yeah, okay. The internet
apparently. Manning's on my fantasy team. I don't like jokes about
him. I'm sure he is. The internet is buzzing about new photos of a monkey massaging a cat. Huh. Now, let's see here. We're about to go to war with Russia, and we still haven't found that Malaysian airliner. But who cares about that? Have you seen the photos of the monkey massaging a cat? An elderly woman was arrested for starting a senior citizen food fight during the early bird special.
God, those prunes, they really sting. You can't get that out.
At a North Carolina diner. Well, I think I speak for everyone when I say, come on, Madonna, get help. A Pennsylvania man was arrested for going through a Wendy's drive-thru naked 3 times in 2 days. I mean, I can understand. Dripping ketchup on a perfectly good shirt sucks. A man in China... Nothing? Nothing. A man in China survived having 3 nails pounded into his head.
Nice.
Police say the man was physically in good shape, just a little hammered. A woman in Croatia married her dog. Sadly, she's already caught him in bed with another woman's leg. Now he's in the doghouse.
Yes, of course he is.
And apparently he's having a rough time of it. Ugh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to continue after that?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Of course I am.
There's something better than that?
Huh? The 8th Annual Border Security Expo took place last week in Phoenix, Arizona. And apparently it showcased innovative surveillance gadgets like tiny drones, robots that can defuse booby traps, a hidden camera inside a fake cactus. The expo was a big hit with law enforcement agencies, military personnel, and Wile E. Coyote. Jimmy Carter said President Obama never calls him for advice. And that's because Obama has already figured out on his own how to be a terrible president.
Jimmy Carter also says that he believes the NSA has tapped his phone.
Sure, Jimmy. The NSA is interested in anything that you have to say. They're peanuts. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need. The issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.